From the Heart, November 5, Christ's Representatives. And we are His witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey Him. True Christians will be Christ-like. The Redeemer clothed His divinity with humanity and came to our world, a world seared and marred by the curse of sin, a veil of darkness and woe, to accomplish a great work, as He announced in the synagogue of Nazareth. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Each church member is to be a representative of the character and spirit of Christ. By precept and example, the essential elements of a true, healthy, influential Christianity are to be revealed. Christ should be constantly set forth as the fountain of life, mercy, and love. By beholding, we become changed. Through close study and earnest contemplation of the character of Christ, His image is reflected in our own lives, and a higher tone is imparted to the spirituality of the church. If the truth of God has not transformed our characters into the likeness of Christ, all our professed knowledge of Him and the truth is but as sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Let all who claim to keep the commandments of God look well to this matter and see if there are not reasons why they do not have more of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. How many have lifted up their souls unto vanity? They think themselves exalted in the favor of God, but they neglect the needy. They turn a deaf ear to the calls of the oppressed, and speak sharp, cutting words to those who need altogether different treatment. Thus they offend God daily by their hardness of heart. These afflicted ones have claims upon the sympathies and the interest of their fellow human beings. They have a right to expect help, comfort, and Christ-like love. But this is not what they receive. Every neglect of God's suffering ones is written in the books of heaven as if shown to Christ Himself. Let all members of the church closely examine their heart and investigate their course of action to see if these are in harmony with the Spirit and work of Jesus. For if not, what can they say when they stand before the Judge of all the earth? Can the Lord say to them, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world"?